After EQ, number 55 by Jim Harrison, once more with a little bit of nasal congestion from me. I once thought that life's what's left over after I extricate myself from the mess. I was writing a poem about paying attention and microwaved a hot dog so hot it burned a beet red hole in the roof of my mouth. Lucrezia Borgia got shit on her fingers by not paying attention. Chanting a sutra, the monk stepped fatally on the viper's tail. Every gun is loaded and cocked. And once more, maybe with a bit more feeling, maybe with a bit less. I once thought that life's what's left over after I extricate myself from the mess. I was writing a poem about paying attention and microwaved a hot dog so hot it burned a beet red hole in the roof of my mouth. Lucrezia Borgia got shit on her fingers by not paying attention. Chanting a sutra, the monk stepped fatally on the viper's tail. Every gun is loaded and cocked. So, please let these words of my very favorite Jim Harrison serve to remind you to pay attention to the mess. The mess is the meaning. The mess is where we find our closest attention. Every gun is locked in code as is loaded and cocked. Oh, she's taking herself too seriously. Let's unwind. Every gun is loaded and cocked. Every viper is hiding in the grass. If you're not wiping properly, you're going to get shit on your fingers. And although I've never microwaved a hot dog so hot it burned a beet red hole in the roof of my mouth, I have started to fill water bottles, walk away, put on a TV show, and forget that it's filling for 30 minutes, much to my horror, realizing that I am wasting our dwindling fresh water supply. I guess we should all pay a bit more attention to our microwaved hot dogs and shitty fingers and fatal vipers in the grass so that we can avoid those loaded and cocked guns. So with that, I'm going to start paying attention to the mess around me, get myself in the shower, and try not to rush off to all the appointments that I need to do today, because being chronically ill is indeed a full-time job. It's really fragrant, bright and sunny in the GTA. Can you tell I haven't had my caffeine yet? SPF, babies. I think it's supposed to be like UV7. It's not great. Put on SPF 50. Get 3 liters of water today if you're outside running around. Balance those electrolytes out. Give people hugs if you are close to them and they want hugs. Everything consensual, you know? Ask first, maybe. Smile at that stranger on the street. Remember that we're all in this big ass mess together. As always, thank you for listening to me, especially on this very congested voice. I love you all so much, and I'm gonna watch this magnolia tree flap around for about 5 more seconds before I actually get in the shower. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Oh, quick request for feedback. I've been debating on doing like weekly themes with some of the books I have. Usually I just sit down in my big chair and go flip through a book and be like, oh yeah, I like that one today. But if you're curious in themes and maybe something a bit less off the cuff, I'm open to that feedback and would love to put a bit more work into this rather than just dashing off voice memos to you. But that's also okay too. All right. Thank you again for listening. I love you all so much. Oh my God, I'm tired and stumbling over my words. Okay, take good care of yourselves this weekend. Be kind to each other. I love you so much. Bye.